Well, good afternoon, and thank you all for coming, and thank these legislators, our floor leaders, and our chairman of Ways and Means for being here this afternoon with us. As you know, and we keep saying education is our top priority. And I'm pleased to sign into law today a bill that will help Georgia's dedicated classroom teachers again. Keeping good teachers in the classroom, in my opinion, next to engaged parents, is the very best thing we can do for Georgia's children and for education for Georgia. One measure of the dedication that Georgia teachers bring to their job is the fact that each year we know many teachers at the start of school and throughout the school dig into their pockets and their purses to pay for school supplies for children. They use their own money to purchase classroom materials for their students as well as their classrooms. This legislation is about highlighting for parents, for students, and the general public, the sacrifices that our teachers make in this area. I introduce this bill to recognize the teachers' dedication and sacrifice by allowing all teachers who purchase school supplies using their own funds to take a $250 per year deduction on income tax. This tracks federal legislation. Last year, President Bush, in October, extended this $250 tax credit and deduction for federal income tax purposes. By signing this bill, Georgia teachers will be able to have this deduction available for their 2004 and 2005 state income taxes. This bill will be retroactive for 2004, and for those teachers who have signed or filed their taxes already, they can file an amended return and take advantage of the $250 tax deduction for these supplies. I'm pleased to notice that note that the House passed this bill unanimously and the Senate passed it by an overwhelming margin. I think that indicates a lot of legislative support for this, and I want to thank these gentlemen behind me for their shepherding of this legislation. It reflects a broad commitment to give the teachers the resources that they need to do the best job they can in teaching Georgia's children. So I want to thank the General Assembly for supporting this simple yet important step to help our teachers. Chairman of the Ways and Means, thank you, Larry. Thank you, Casey, for your support. Floor leaders, thank you all as well. And Georgia teachers, thank you as well.